The film The Whale has been attracting critical attention and acclaim after its recent theatrical release. Originally written as a play by Samuel Hunter, correspondent Lauren Patterson tells us how he took the film from stage to screen while playing homage to his hometown of Moscow, Idaho.
It's a sunny, wintry day at the historic Kenworthy Theater in downtown Moscow, Idaho. Black letters spell out The Whale, a new film generating Oscar buzz written by Samuel Hunter, who himself grew up in Moscow.
His productions of Lewiston Clarkston and Bright New Boise have been major events here at the Kenworthy, so it's really cool to see that there is a homecoming of sorts with this film.
That's Colin Mannix, executive director of the Kenworthy. He worked hard behind the scenes with production studio A24 to bring the film to Moscow, and says he's followed Hunter's work since he was an early playwright. The film, set in Moscow, follows Charlie, a 600-pound English professor played by Brendan Fraser, as he tries to reconnect with his estranged daughter, Ellie, played by Sadie Sink. Charlie is homebound, reclusive, and cared for by his longtime nurse as his health starts to decline.
With The Whale, for the first time, I kind of put a lot more personal stuff on the line.
That's playwright Samuel Hunter. The first play he produced was at the Moscow Community Theater and was performed at the Bora Theater, a venue still located on the University of Idaho campus. He says he went all the way to New York University to study playwriting. Though he was learning more about theater in the big city, he said he really found his footing when he started setting his plays in Idaho.
Just because it was like a landscape that I felt like I really knew and was familiar with.
Hunter's family has lived in Moscow for six generations. The small town surrounded by rolling hills is a special place to him, evident by how he continues to return to the Gem State over and over again in his work, he says.
The specificity of Idaho, I think, allows me to get at more universal truths.
Hunter attended a fundamentalist Christian school in Moscow growing up and was part of a local church. He says he had to leave when it was discovered he was gay. Leaving that religious community was really hard. He says he didn't want to leave God behind, but was told that an indelible part of his identity was in opposition to God.
It took years and years to process it. And for me, you know, that kind of like depression and self-loathing can materialize in many, many, many different ways. But for me, it materialized in using food as a coping mechanism.
Hunter says he fell into depression in his early 20s. And that when writing the play, he pulled from his personal life in order to bring realism to the characters.
I had been self-medicating with food for a really long time and had been rapidly gaining weight. And I had never really seen that specific story rendered.
While Hunter eventually reconciled his religious split, the process took years. It later inspired him to create the backstory for one of the characters. He also had to adapt his writing into a screenplay.
I remember I was walking through Washington Square Park one day and my agent called and he said, Darren Aronofsky wants to meet with you.
Hunter says it was a long, slow process of how to bring the play into the realm of film. He was on set the entire time and worked closely with the actors, he says. The challenge of the movie, he says, is to have faith in other people.
Faith in humanity is like a really difficult, complicated project. And I think that's what essentially that's what the story is about, is like it's about hard-won hope.
Reporting from Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.